perfume is the message. Money makes a dance. Love is the product. The joke is in. The joke is in. The joke is in your face.
I'm Are You Serious? And this is my show.
Natural disasters, and eventually the end of the world.
Are you serious?
The word that's been forgotten here is discrimination. No one has it anymore. Everything's flat. Everything's the same. You know, your blue coat is as good as your black coat. Things like that. Yeah. You know, there's a complete lack of discrimination, I think, and prioritizing. And I think we're in an... We're in such a heavily information, as you call it, immersive environment that another condition that nobody enjoys anymore is interiority, time by yourself, time without information, time in which you just think and just write, maybe.
I agree. By the very use of the term downtime, it almost has a negative connotation.
Vivale from a previous episode telling us all to get an interior life, and that sometimes we need to, I guess, switch off the noise. And it struck me that a few weekend editions back, we were talking about how much we hate people who hate television. I think Vale pretty much probably hates television.
Yeah, I think so.
There's something to this, perhaps, that...
No.
I think that something like that's really subjective. I personally find, or usually try to make some time that's, you know, quiet, away from like that. But I don't think I need it. I do enjoy it sometimes, but also I'm...
Isn't that just because of your social anxiety problem?
No, I'm talking about media immersion. Yes, that's a totally different subject. But no, I'm talking about just like having something. And I'm usually somebody that has to have something the time. I have to have music on. I have to have some form of media trickling through.
Yeah,
you know,
drown out your own psychotic thoughts.
Well,
how many of us?
How many of us actually sit around and just like with absolute silence and just? Are there any meditators in the room? I'm not one. Every once in a while, I will, you know, think, well, you know, I'm just going to switch everything off and sit here and think for a little while.
I don't purposely.
But it's pretty rare.
Sometimes when I'm driving, I'll just turn the sound off and just, you know, because it's random enough out there.
That's when I drive. You know what? I do that too. I'm one of these people who, when I get in a car, sometimes I just turn the radio off because I just like to have no.
No, that's some time where I want it on the time.
You always want it on.
No, I mean, I was raised by television. I love media. I love it all coming at me. But so I do find that I will now turn off the television or turn off the music and just to read. And it's
but you
like
know what?
That
that's a throwback to like the reptilian brain.
Yeah,
I find myself reading it
because frankly, yeah, no, this whole interior life thing. I mean, what we're heading towards is a collectivist Borg type networked. You know, global consciousness, and you can't stop it. And I mean, you can say that it
might could
be
a network consciousness of people who actually spend time thinking.
No, there is no individual in this rubric.
I don't necessarily think that's
true.
That
reminds me of the Julian.
I think the Borg could be a collection of individuals.
I think you're reaching a point you can actually acquire the skill to be contemplative with these various forms of media kind of.
No, it's more
in
like
background.
Not really contemplative. I would say it's more like it's a Zen thing maybe where you lower your own ego and you just allow information to flood over your brain. Right. Kind
of
like what
sort
I do
unfiltered.
All day at work. I sit there and like, you know, my newsreader just keeps feeding me headlines until something goes off.
Right.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, that's where things are headed. More and more people, your brain's going to be more and more bathed with this stuff. There's nothing. It's evolution, baby. There's nothing you can do about it.
But what are you saying that that reflection.
The need for reflection is an overreaction to that fact. Like, I need to convince myself that things are better the way I am.
You're a soulless fucking robot that has no fucking concept of spiritualism.
And soon you will be too.
Fuck you. I find myself getting closer to God as I get older because I'm closer to death.
I think there's still going to be people who are going to sort of try to have deep reflections on the nature of things.
And they will be more and more irrelevant.
So what do you think of like companies going on retreat or, you know, schools of thought? Like, we'll leave
some of the people who do deep reflection might create also great media that people are sucking up who are into the media all the time. I mean,
well, you know, yeah, when
good
I
filmmakers, good, you know.
Yeah.
When I was.
That's a different point, though.
I was first indoctrinated into Buddhism through a temple in West Hollywood. That was.
We didn't know.
This is a whole new side to you.
Yeah. That was when I was 20 years old.
You're like an onion.
Like an
sour
onion ring, I think.
And difficult to
deep fried onion ring.
It makes you cry whenever you see what's underneath.
Take it in what sense thou wilt.
But
yeah, I can't handle the smell.
But yeah, I joined the temple of Nisher and Shoshu.
Right.
Is that Namayoho Renge Kyo?
Yes, indeed. And most of it in Hollywood, it's
in Hollywood, they say
temple was like run by Hollywood executives and producers and people in the industry. So yes, some of these people that sit there and like do like chants to their gohons on like twice a day are like, you know, the people that are actually expelling media.
The more important point here is that I'm going to take this up because it's a good way to make connections to producers in Hollywood.
Right on.
Well, why don't we do the chant? I'll lead. Okay, right.
Okay.
No.
Owa.
Tudger.
Kayam. Owa. Tudger. Kayam. Come on with me.
See, I just want just
Tudger. Kayam. Owa. Tudger. Kayam.
Keep doing it. I just had a great idea for a sitcom.
Kayam. Owa.
See how that happens?
Anybody notice a change of consciousness?
No, but I did get an erection.
Hmm. Well, I've always, I don't know.
It's a certain elevation, isn't it?
There's the onion.
Yeah, but I mean, I really don't. I think it's something that Jeff just can't relate to.
Oh, I've always liked to stuff myself with media. I mean, I always kind of took the side of people who you know, the sort of Andy Warhol, you know, the surface is as good as the depth side. But sometimes I kind of makes me wonder, as in the immortal words Robert Plant.
Genius. What happens?
This is philosophical genius.
This is a good. This is a good measurement. When you get up in the morning, do you have any time in the morning where there's nothing going on?
No, I read the newspaper in the morning.
Oh, so it's but there's no multimedia sound.
No, that's
visual
true. No, in fact,
thing.
If.
See, but even that is a scaled back. I mean, the newspaper is a kind of medium in which,
school. I do a lot of reading, actually.
Reading itself is like something that is easier to. It's easier for you to indulge, you know, your own inner monologue when you're reading than it is during, you know, television or radio. I'm not saying that it's incapable.
It's interruptible.
Of it.
You can stop reading to start thinking. But
exactly.
While you're reading
a
sentence, you're actually completely immersed. You're in the author's train of thought.
Yeah.
But you can stop it at every.
That's true. I mean, actually, when you're watching television, you actually have, in some sense, more distance. You can be, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, you can depending kind of like just let it drone on. And then
depending on how absorbed you are in the program.
I find myself as I'm getting older, like it's only been within the last year or so that I can fall asleep watching TV. I remember my best friend, his dad used to like fall asleep watching TV really loud. He'd be watching like
that's the American way.
Well,
fall
it was
in the armchair.
What was horrible is it was back in the 70s when there was like only three fucking channels on. So he would be watching.
Unless I'm
like,
making a beep at 4 a.m.
They would just turn off to snow, and that's the perfect thing.
No, it would go to the Indian.
Right, the Native American guy. He would cry.
The Native American.
They would play like 3 hours of like Kolchak the Night Stalker, and then it would go to like that Indian dude.
Yeah.
And then 2 hours later, Captain Kangaroo.
Love is the only weapon. Shit!
Are you serious?